Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Picture this. Senior Trump administration officials in the White House sitting across from a group of Alberta separatists. And the very first words out of these Trump officials' mouths are, "We recognize and support Alberta becoming a sovereign nation." This isn't fiction. This is the jaw-dropping revelation that just sent shockwaves through the entire Canadian establishment. Make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video, because what happened next will absolutely stun you. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So who wants to see a free, independent, and sovereign Alberta? Well, as it turns out, President Trump himself. It's now being reported that the Trump administration is actively offering their support for Alberta independence, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. Dennis Modry, former CEO of the Alberta Prosperity Project, just revealed the most explosive details from secret meetings with Trump officials that took place back in April. Now, according to Modry, who met with senior U.S. administrative officials just a couple of steps away from the president himself, the Americans proposed something unprecedented. They discussed a $500 million transition loan to help Alberta break away from Canada completely. That's the report. That's the bombshell. Trump officials have reportedly offered $500 million to help Alberta gain its independence. And make no mistake, this isn't just about financial support. This is about the United States essentially guaranteeing Alberta's economic transition and potentially paving the way for statehood. As Modry explained, while becoming the 51st state was not currently on the table when they had these discussions, it absolutely could be if separatists successfully trigger and win an independence referendum. But that's not even the most audacious part of their plan. Here's what makes this truly terrifying for Prime Minister Carney and the federal government in Canada. Alberta isn't going alone. Alberta is not going alone, and Trump knows that. If Alberta goes, we get a domino effect. That would trigger a chain reaction that would cause a whole host of other provinces to leave as well. The Alberta independence movement has evolved into a coordinated four-province rebellion that reads like a geopolitical thriller. It's called Wexit, a proposed multi-provisional exit from the Canadian Confederation. Alberta serves as the financial engine, pumping out a staggering GDP of $340 billion. That's 14% of Canada's entire economy, with just 11% of the population. Saskatchewan immediately follows with 460,000 barrels per day, plus potash and uranium and wheat exports. Manitoba controls the crucial transportation corridors, while interior British Columbia provides forestry and mining muscle. Now, what's so key to get here is that this isn't amateur hour separatism anymore. The legal machinery is already in motion. Alberta has simplified the referendum process, requiring only 177,000 signatures, and the organizers claim they already got 240,000. Saskatchewan needs just 125,000 signatures, and their premier has already promised he is not going to block a referendum. Here's Alberta Premier Danielle Smith explaining precisely why separatist sentiments are absolutely exploding.
Alberta, year after year, has $20 to $25 billion that is siphoned out of our system to go to Ottawa so that it can be spent mostly in Quebec, but also in other places that vote Liberal. We have been watching this for years. $600 billion in the last 40 or 50 years that have been taken out of this province. You don't think we might be able to do a little bit more on social spending if those $20 to $25 billion stayed here? You don't think we'd be able to cut taxes a bit if those $20 to $25 billion stayed here? It is $5,000 per Albertan that every single year gets transferred out of this province for political reasons so that the Liberals can continue to spend it in places that vote Liberal. That is what is happening in the province and in the country.
Thank you.
So as you heard there, Premier Smith detail there, understanding why this is happening requires grasping the sheer scale of what Alberta considers economic colonization. You know, in fact, even here in the United States, we're seeing something similar when it comes to our retirement. I just read a report that Americans are actually outliving their retirement savings, which is leaving them in a doomed position. I mean, that's pretty scary. And it's because their retirement has been set up the same as it was in the 1970s, using the same old default strategies. And I mean, obviously, this is great for financial advisors and retirement companies like BlackRock and Vanguard. They keep getting bigger while your retirement struggles to keep pace with rising expenses. These big financial companies use strategies to protect their own wealth, not yours. They're certainly not sharing those strategies with us. But you know, it doesn't have to be this way. My good friends over at Augusta Precious Metals have put together a very important and groundbreaking report for my audience. Now, if you have over $100,000 in your IRA, 401k, or TSP, you need to see this two-minute report about taking control of your financial future so this doesn't happen to you. Go to turleygold.com. That's turleygold.com. Or just text them, Turley, at 35052. That's Turley, and text them at 35052. You'll learn the same wealth protection strategies that elites use for themselves, but now those strategies are available to you. This is going to absolutely blow you away. If you have over $100,000 in your retirement accounts and you're tired of the establishment playing by different rules, you need to contact my friends at Augusta Precious Metals. They're in your corner. Click on the link below. Visit them at turleygold.com. Again, that's turleygold.com, or text Turley to 35052. That's 35052. They're the best, gang. Your future self will thank you. Over the past four decades, $600 billion has flowed out of Alberta through what are called equalization payments. So equalization payments are basically subsidies that allow all provinces to offer the same social services to their populations as the rest of the country, despite their economic status or their population numbers. In just the last decade alone, that involved $250 billion that was fleeced from Alberta's economy. That $250 billion could have built schools, hospitals, and infrastructure in Alberta instead of funding Quebec's daycare programs or Ontario's latest woke pet projects. Alberta built schools in Quebec while their own emergency rooms have 12-hour waits. Alberta's highways crumbled while Eastern politicians sneered at their dirty oil. Add the $500 billion in shelved energy projects like the Keystone Pipeline or the Northern Gateway or Energy East because of environmental radicals in Ottawa, and you begin to understand the rage driving this movement, and very justifiably so. But here's the mathematical reality that keeps federal officials awake at night. Without Alberta, I'm just going to say it, Canada basically becomes a third world country. Without Alberta, Canada's entire transfer payment system collapses. Saskatchewan and Manitoba are hardly going to volunteer to become the new piggy banks funding Eastern Canada's spending spree. Interior BC isn't going to bleed itself dry for Vancouver's politics. The economics are undeniable here. Calgary serves as the financial headquarters for the entire Prairie region. Every major Western project runs on Alberta's balance sheet. You can't finance a pipeline, staff a refinery, or move heavy equipment without Alberta's network. U.S. refineries in the Midwest, they're literally designed for Alberta's heavy crude. Rail interchanges south of Winnipeg and Regina move Alberta's products daily. When Alberta formalizes its independence, it would simply be doubling down on the infrastructure that it already has. Now, the timeline in all of this is terrifyingly specific for Ottawa. Independence organizers are targeting a 12 to 18 month runway. So they're collecting signatures, then they're going to campaign on behalf of the independence referendum, and then they're going to vote. And throughout that process, they're pairing political momentum with concrete economic wins, corridor agreements, U.S. supply deals, bilateral trade relationships that basically completely bypass Ottawa entirely. Premier Danielle Smith recently stated that Canada is this close to a national unity crisis, and the evidence suggests she's absolutely right. When Trump officials are offering $500 million loans and currency guarantees, when Alberta has the signatures for a referendum, and when Saskatchewan is prepared to follow suit immediately, this is not political theater anymore. This is separatist politics in action. And you could see it in the way that Alberta's already basically building a parallel economy. So they're modeling their own pension plans. They're setting up provincial policing. And they're drafting regulatory frameworks. Again, these aren't hypothetical preparations. This is the systematic construction of parallel governance structures that are the prerequisites for full-blown sovereignty and independence. The separatist movement has Trump's ear. It has Alberta's resources, Saskatchewan's commitment, and a legal pathway to referendum victory. For the first time in Canadian history, Western separation has moved from coffee shop complaints to concrete political reality with international backing. Canada, as we know it, may be about to fundamentally change. And Ottawa's traditional tools of delay and dismissal are proving completely powerless against a movement that no longer needs their permission to proceed. So what do you guys think of it? I mean, after all, you're the ones changing the world. I want to know what you have to say. Put it in the comments down below. And don't forget, if you've got over $100,000 in your retirement accounts and you're tired of the establishment playing by different rules, you need to contact my friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Gang, they are the best. Click on that link below, visit them at turleygold.com, or text them, Turley, to 35052. They're going to take very good care of you. God bless. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.